everyone to Mongoonity Center.
Welcome back, everybody.
Welcome. Selamat datang.
Selamat datang ke Community Center.
Yeah.
Now we got a soundboard. Let's do it again.
We got a Community Center.
Two-step verification.
I love my wife.
We have whole personality.
Let's have a whole personality now. I embrace it. Anyway, welcome to Community Center. Today's topic is...
It's a very deep one, yeah. Just like last week's one.
Yeah.
Okay, it's very easy to talk about what is the most toxic thing another person has done.
Ooh.
But it's difficult to talk about what you have done.
Oh, toxic. What's toxic?
Apa toxicity? Aku tahu. You're toxic, toxic being on the
taste of the lips, I'm on the right. Okay.
Shout out Britney Spears.
Is toxic necessary in a relationship?
I feel everyone has a toxic thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's up to you which toxic thing you are okay with for the rest of your life.
Oh yeah, like the other person is okay with to.
Or you are okay with that person?
Okay. I want to say my toxic trait is toxic masculinity. But then again,
no, you're not. I say you're
okay,
not
why,
at
what,
all.
I'm very man. You know?
What about
you're
toxic masculinity?
You're not, bro.
What about it?
I only drive manual.
Wow.
Oh, so that's toxic masculinity.
Kau ambil lesen manual ke auto?
Automatic.
More straightforward.
Okay, the toxic masculinity is what?
Chase
dreams. Chase money, not woman.
Dia macam ada standard of masculinity.
Dia macam macam
then
standard
fit in there.
Macam there's a standard male, like a template that you must follow. Kalau tak, you are not man.
Yeah.
Oh, you're not man enough.
Yeah, you're not man enough if you don't do this.
Cannot cry.
Cannot complain. Say your feelings. You know.
But sometimes it makes us feel more manly. Like you kind of feel manly after that.
No, like it's more like macam they berate you for not being manly enough because you do certain things.
Okay.
That's the toxic masculinity lah. Like for example, you carry your girl's handbag. Siala, kau tak man, bro.
I see.
Kental siya. Kau tak boleh keluar dengan kita.
Have you heard about the green line test?
What's the green line test?
Tell me.
So basically, if you have a photo, right, of a couple photo, if the line is too straight, it's good. If one is lean, like the man can never lean.
Is it?
The posture,
Yeah.
I just took a photo with...
You want to check out?
So let me say, if you have your girl and yourself, can stand
if it's a selfie? No, bopian, you must...
There's that talking about masculinity. There's that, and also there's the claw. Have you heard about the claw?
There's the green line test.
So you guys can check it out on TikTok.
So people who tilt is the one that loves them more.
No, it's mostly towards men. So if men tilt, that's where the relationship will last.
So there's one.
So you can search. This guy has his own theory. Then got the claw.
Who tilts become means what?
So the dynamic is if someone tilt towards the partner who's the line is straight end, means the one who is tilting towards the partner is more like obedient or submissive to the straight one.
Oh, is it?
Then you know the dynamics lah.
Oh shoot. Okay. So if I tilt.
Tilt means like you either love her too more because you
or she has control lah.
Yeah. You will tilt more. No.
Okay, so what if both of you straight line?
That means you Wes Anderson.
Cik ni which is good lah. Good.
So like if most of the pictures macam the worst part is when you lean then she also lean. That means to say that she has no interest. Like in the long run, right? You will not have interest.
Yeah.
Okay, but if lean towards each other,
then should be okay lah.
Kalau house, abe bottom is like that,
abe. Triangle, yes.
Yeah. So that's the one. Talking about masculinity lah, you know, boxes.
Okay, how about the claw?
The claw test is if the girl put the shoulder over you and then hold you like that.
The hands macam claw, and then it grips on the shoulder. The girl.
Yeah.
Grips on your shoulder.
Correct.
And what does that mean?
It means that she has control over.
Kita tak ada kamera Zaki, so can you explain?
So basically, we are looking at a TikTok. We took look at a photo about how the claw looks like.
Oh, so yeah. So it doesn't have to be macam claw macam no, secret lah. It's macam dia punya tangan, the fingers are really gripping into the shoulder. Then it looks like a claw.
Correct.
Then it looks like, and then it means that like, and the guy is comfortable with it, means that like the girl has is more dominant.
Correct.
Wow, very interesting. Okay, so I guess we're gonna go around the three of us, yep. And we're gonna admit each of our toxic traits.
Okay.
Before we go into the Mobility Center.
No, let's start with the low sticks first, Shak.
I really say what? I what's your one? Toxic masculinity. Bukan aku ke?
Oh, toxic. No, correct.
My toxic trait is that I feel like I want to be more manly. Yeah.
Okay.
Is that like I put a standard on myself for what men must
I think
be.
That's a cute toxic trait, lor.
Cute.
cute. It's a beige flag.
I nak. Today I want to be big spoon.
Dia asalkan consent ada consent eh.
Aku nak big spoon, please. Thank you.
Okay, then move on.
Hey, I'm a man.
Okay lah.
Zaki, what do you think your toxic trait is?
My toxic trait is got two. One is suka sometime ambil ungkit.
Ambil ungkit tu apa?
Ungkit
macam ungkit papi ungkit.
Itik gembo. Pernah dengar lagu tu?
Aku tahu. Kau jawa eh.
So it's like you bring up the past in the argument.
Oh, so ada receipt.
And is your memory good?
No, not really.
Receipt you bring up,
sir. I just bring the receipts that you forgot in your wallet, you know. Then you say, got receipt there.
That kind of thing. If your memory good, okay lah. At least you got some, you know, ammunition.
Yeah, that's the problem. I don't memorize the everything, right? But sometimes, you know, you don't, when something happened, you don't want to bring it up on that day or something. Okay. And then you only bring up the while. So what I learned is to really, something happened, just address on the same
on
day.
On the spot.
On the spot.
Okay, yeah. You keep it because you want to use for ammunition, or why you keep it?
Because you want to keep the peace, less or the peace,
oh, but
quote unquote.
It's still there.
It's still there, lah.
Yeah. So it's just false peace.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. It's just temporary.
It's off.
Yeah. It's like Israel over there. It's false peace, guys. Yeah. Just saying.
Free Palestine.
Free Palestine. Then what else? Oh, and also making jokes. Sometimes I forget that she's the girlfriend. Then sort of like roast her.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes then I'm like, is this worth it?
No, but I feel it's good to roast. It keeps people humble and it keeps the relationship fresh.
True. Yeah. The only thing, because she doesn't roast me back.
Why? Because so she cannot.
She's not equal. She I mean, she's very nice.
Is it she roast? Nice she will person. Go like, at least my father not like this. at least I still got father.
No. She's very good at not comparing.
I think that's my one of my red flags. It's not even a toxic thing.
It's comparing.
No, it's like if you roast me, right, I feel like. Yeah, at least my father never gets stroke.
That's why your mom got cancer.
At least my mom got cancer, but survive. I feel like going like deep, man. It's like the guy who cannot take jokes.
I like that TikTok.
Yeah, the guy.
I like that TikTok. Should do something about that.
I don't know. That one easy to cancel. Yeah. My toxic trait, I feel, is like. Sometimes overly critique someone to be an ideal girl for me.
Yeah, I see.
So you put a standard upon someone.
Yeah, when I should actually love her for who she is.
The korek pantat bau pun you need to accept it.
Yeah.
So how do you want to figure whether you can love her for who she is?
I feel it's at the start of the relationship already. Like if at the start I become very idealistic and then just put her on a pedestal and then just idolize her and then eventually I'm not gonna let her down from the pedestal. Right?
Yeah.
And that is when all the flaws creep in, right?
Yeah.
That is I feel from the start of the relationship you already cannot idealize her. You must see her for who she is and try your best not to change because never change someone in a relationship, sir.
Itu dia. Kita semua hamba Tuhan juga.
Betul. Unless it's for the better. Both of you agree it's for the better. Yeah.
Macam stop korek hidung dan makan lah.
Siapa tu?
That's not me.
I feel perfectionist is suffers from this.
Oh, perfectionist. You're a perfectionist, ah?
I think so. Like sometimes when TikTok, when you want to post and then you all say, post lah, post je. Then I'm like, come on lah. Have some standard.
Yeah, she's Faris is the standard guy.
Yeah,
which is great. At sometimes, right?
Yeah, great sometimes, but sometimes he's stupid. Perfectionists need to learn how to be imperfect. Imperfect people
need to take things seriously.
Yes. Right? Yes. Yeah. I think a lot of Malays like that.
Kan?
Yeah. Kita perfectionist.
Malay very passionate. Oh. Tapi executing. Jalat.
When you are dating Iza, were you like taking it seriously or you were like just following the flow?
At first I was trying, of course, like first date mah, following the flow lah. Then after that, like
it fell into place.
Yeah, fell into place. I'm like, okay, I had to buck up.
Wow.
Actually, when it fell into place, right, was it scary for Iza? Like, oh my god, why is everything going so fast?
No,
it wasn't.
Like, we just like we were both of us feel like, hey, this is okay pace. We did just like, hey, are we going too fast?
Yeah.
But then we like, no, I don't think so. I feel like I've dated you for quite long already.
So thinking whether it's going too fast is actually a good sign, lah.
Depends.
Because, I'm so used to a horrible relationship. Why is everything so nice?
Oh. Yeah, betul.
Yeah.
So like,
yeah.
I felt like that's why like the first few dates, right, I asked her like, one fight not?
We never fight.
Like, yeah. We just waiting for the first fight, though.
Because I was so used to the toxicity of like previous.
Yeah. No. I get you. Because like everything you do sometimes is a problem, you know.
Yeah.
Then because suddenly it's like, oh, you're okay with that?
Tak gaduh pun macam weird.
Yeah, boring is nice.
Yes, boring is good.
Right.
I just realized boring is good.
Yeah, that's what I learned.
Boring is good, but I scared.
Of what?
Boring.
Oh.
Like, what if one day she bored of me? That's why I feel that when it comes to girlfriend, right, it's no longer just love. Die must have commitment.
Mm.
Like, there's gonna be boring days.
Yeah.
Unless you like...
Like, you have to commit yourself to go out on a date.
Or if the date itself is boring, it's okay.
Yeah.
It makes the like, proper dates fun.
Correct. Yeah. It's never gonna be a first date situation where everything like, oh my god.
Yeah. Kalau ada 2 tahun, then you still expect like freaking fireworks, right?
Yeah. Then of that, just get amnesia. 51st date.
Oh yeah. Oh. Every day is a new date. New
yeah,
date,
exactly.
Every day I must say my favorite color.
What's your favorite color?
Blue.
You?
Red flags, yeah, tak ada favorite color.
It used to be got a lot of colors.
Say lah.
I was into brown last time. Then after that I was into gold. Then after that into red. Because Gold Ranger was cool back then.
Gold Ranger ada?
Yeah, there was a Gold Ranger dude. Bila kau tengok Space, Lost in Space. Gold Ranger.
The gold leaf.
Yeah.
Okay, if there was a bunch of sweaters, what would you like your sweater to be?
What color? White color.
White?
Oh, sweater. If t-shirt, white. But if sweater, I like it a bit of beige, a bit of blue, navy.
Earthy tone.
Okay, lah, just beige.
Okay, let's go with beige. Let's go with beige.
Zaki?
Yellow.
Oh, mustard yellow?
Oh, Wes Anderson yellow.
It's
mustard lah.
Mustard. Why? Poser?
No, I don't even know what is mustard. What color is this?
Macam orang-orang sikit kan?
Apa tu?
That one. The McDonald's is mustard yellow.
McDonald's.
Teal also nice ya.
Teal.
Ya Allah, teal
tu. But it's like baby blue like that.
Ah, tu sikit agak-agak gitu.
Okay.
But it's a bit not masculine.
Yeah.
But that's us.
True.
We're not masculine.
Yeah. We are.
We're not
in the spectrum.
We're friends with.
Upper spectrum?
In the spectrum of masculinity.
Anyway, let's go move on to the answers.
Oh, that spectrum.
Anyway, let's go down to the Mammunity Center and see what you guys have talked about.
Let's start with me.
Yeah, okay, Faris, go first.
What's the most toxic thing you've done in a relationship? This is a girl checking his phone.
What? Checking his phone. Like secretly checking ke apa?
Wait. So what's the context?
Just check the phone.
Her most toxic thing she's done in a relationship is to check his phone.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel every girl will check your phone.
Yeah, I feel like it's also leads to a bigger problem. Not the phone isn't really the trust.
Oh, macam PTSD gitu lah. Macam like, I need to check lah to be safe lah.
Me, of every girl that I've been with, always one way or another will check my phone. It's whether I give, you know, hey, just check.
Mine I got nothing to hide. So like, you wanna
If got nothing to hide, they will dig until got something, you know.
Web browser. Okay, so fact check.
No, so I feel it's a given. Though it's bad lah. It's a given for every relationship for a girl to check the phone.
True.
We should discourage it.
Yeah.
A woman should not feel so insecure until they need to check a man's phone. A man should be as transparent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Work on your trust issues, guys.
Yeah. But it's you can work on your trust issues, yeah, but the climate of like relationships is just these days so rubber.
True.
Yeah, it's like if you want be the change.
Oh my God! Hey, bring it back.
Yeah.
Be the change you want to be
in
the world.
In the world. You're not world. Okay, so but I don't know. Girls got check your phone?
Yes. My wife sometimes check my phone. But to play games lah.
Sure not.
Yeah. That's that. Like suddenly got message.
Yeah, but I think like Shark does a good well in like what making Iza feel apa?
Assured.
The one assured.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah, she does very well.
How about you? Girls got check your phone?
She only asked to we talk about who. We talk about my Instagram especially. Can, because I'm a social media, on social media, so I had to explain a lot about how it works and how I treat social media as a job. So in terms of sliding DM semua, I rarely do it. So I have to prove out, you know.
Oh, I see. Yeah, yeah, so yeah. She did with your permission lah.
No, she didn't. We just discussed about it.
Oh, she didn't even check.
Never check.
Okay, that's good.
Discuss about it.
I feel people who check their phone victims of cheating an environment where everyone is cheating.
Yeah.
And somehow men, it's not just men lah. I check if I go to a girl's DMs.
It's also,
come on guys, girls, come on like y'all don't step like you. Sup, come on.
Sup.
You don't step like you don't have 5 people DMing you.
Yeah.
But sometimes guys rather stay happy, and ignorance is bliss.
Yeah. Does it happen to you? Did it happen to you?
I mean, I never want to check my past exes.
Or the other way around.
The other way around is my second ex did.
Mm.
I went to solat Jumaat, and then she, because I leave my laptop there, then she just have her way with the laptop.
Oh.
She was finding a specific girl, and she couldn't find. Yeah, but then she went through.
But she told you after that.
She went through my friend's texts with me.
Oh.
And then she tried to find and cannot find. Then she found something else. And then the argument end up about that instead of that girl.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but I think guys, brace yourself for this. Yep. Girls, I don't know, what advice can we give, Sash?
Trust.
Yeah, communicate with the other person.
As a man, please jangan buat pasal.
Okay. This is what I did for my previous relationship. I told her, right, 1 month, right, you can check my phone once, anytime you want. And any random moment location, you can just say, "Faris, I want to use my one time."
Oh, macam cerdakan lah, macam cerdakan lah.
Yeah. Then I was like, because like I wouldn't be prepared to like delete anything and shit, and it would caught me off guard, and it just shows that I'm comfortable with you. Just I feel it. Girl need to check Dai need to check. I don't know that's just me.
Just suddenly, okay, surprise back inspection gitu
Macam MP rate.
Okay,
stand by universe now.
Assured. Yeah,
but feel assured.
No, because from my previous relationship is like that, so I feel like must lah.
Okay.
Submit then. Next.
Aku.
Okay.
Wait. Okay. This one is a lady. She begged him to stay 3 times, and he said, "I forgive you, but I don't want to see your face anymore."
So wait. So what is the toxic trait?
The toxic trait is no boundaries.
I thought like this guy does not interested, but you still macam.
You still want to fight.
Ayo. Kenapa? Kalau dia tak nak dah lah. Masih nak.
Like, yeah, maybe I don't know. If you really like the person, put them on the pedestal. Maybe I don't know.
Tadi.
Or like feel like the guy is the only guy in the world.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't have
feel you are afraid of being alone and abandonment issues.
Because you already got like there's something good going on there.
Yeah, and you thought that no one else can give that feeling that guy give.
Yeah.
So you keep coming back to that guy.
Yeah, correct. And then the worst part is she's not open. Maybe she's not open to see new people.
Yeah.
And those people who are interested in her, she may not see it because she's the head is always with this
precisely.
Guy.
Yeah. I think this kind of thing, how?
Tak tahu sah. I think just move on lah, bro.
Yeah, it feels like he already told you.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Like, okay, yeah. No, but this kind of thing, right? You make logical. That logic doesn't matter.
True.
Really.
Mm.
It's all emotional.
Correct.
Yeah. No matter how you put the facts in front of her face, right? She still won.
I think her best solution is just get a friend to like, you know, snap you out of it.
So what about...
Oh yeah, I'll be with friends.
What about you guys? You guys got kena this thing before where like girl treat you like shit but you still want to stay? Why you laughing?
Girl treat me like shit.
Yeah, but you still like beg her to stay.
I didn't beg.
You didn't beg. Okay, you didn't beg.
More like she... Okay, like this is my ex, okay?
Yeah.
So
like she already cheated on me. Mm. Then after that, like, she said sorry and stuff like that. Then like, okay, like, I forgive her.
So that's... Your boundaries is violated.
Hey, will you ever go back to someone who cheated?
Never.
Right. How about you?
I would say never. But then like, because like that time she said she did it me, then I went back.
Oh, really?
No, but I completely understand. Right?
Yeah. What's the... Okay, tell me
no,
more.
No, because it's the feeling of being needed. When you are... needed by someone you once had something with, right? It's an explainer. The feeling of getting in a car and rushing down to her, right? Wow, she confirmed damn shook.
Yeah, I you know, I get it. When you guys listening, macam, come on, bodoh pun kau. But like, you gotta understand, I was a lonely guy. And like, whenever you feel like, oh, someone needs me. Like,
so
thrill, macam like, oh,
yeah, the thrill
macam, is aku hero sekarang.
Yeah.
Oh my god, someone needs me.
So I feel a lot of these people who really beg for someone to stay and shit is just number one, lonely. Number two, scared of abandonment. Number three, don't realize that if you can love once, you can love again with another person.
Tu dia. You can always move on. You know, there's always somebody. There's someone better for you lah out there.
Yeah.
You just need to endure loneliness.
Yeah.
And give others a chance until you find someone.
Yeah, what helps is like, there's no sharks here. I think friends. Friends yang kalau paksa you to, you know, step out of it. It's fucking...
Yeah, you need good friends.
Didn't
good
friend. Didn't Iza like, also like, well, it was tough.
Yeah.
But her friends was there.
Yeah, the friends were there for her like and stuff lah. So she move on lah.
Okay. Thanks, friends.
I love you, friends. I love you, friends. Thanks, Faris.
Friends help. Actually, when you're alone with your thoughts, then jealous.
Yeah, it is. It is really bad.
Yeah.
Setan semua dah masuk.
Why do we love, man? Huh?
Because the world is scary and sharing that with someone is less scary.
Okay.
So that's why we love, right? No way. If not,
true.
If it's not scary,
it's
I
like
will
sharing lah. Feel like sharing something. Yeah.
Yeah. If you have a good song, nicer to share or nicer to listen to yourself.
I like to gatekeep.
One Piece
is real.
What you and your wife like to do what together? Like share what together?
Share what together?
Food. Other than fluids.
I can never be in a shark position on a podcast, by the
way. Yeah, okay. I like to share our dating spots.
I don't
want to reveal that place.
Dating spots alone. Sedih ya. Oh, dating spots with someone. Send me, please.
Yeah, sure. I ran out of dating spots already, bro.
Just
ST.
No.
When was the last time?
hey, shout out ST.
This is the first time that kita cakap ST hari ni.
Okay, wait. Okay, so far dating spots is tempat apa Seletar?
Correct.
One. That place where we three of us like to go. Sebelah kondol.
Yeah, it's the Sembawang Beach there.
But then got a lot of mosquito.
Anything
else?
Hey, I want to keep this place. Okay. Stop. Okay. Anyway, next one.
Shark, you should do like a listicle.
I should.
No.
Like I said, I want to keep this place.
Yeah, good.
Okay, next one. Yeah. From me. This one very interesting. Create a Tinder profile to bait my ex-boyfriend to see if he would cheat again.
Oh my god.
I feel these people are the scariest.
Have you seen those TikToks yang somebody hire them to test the girl? The girl or the guy?
Drop into the DMs.
And then boom. Wow.
Disgusting.
This one also happened to me, but then again, I already ex. So like we already broke up. So I macam just scroll to Bumble, Tinder semua, and I met someone and then we had a very good time talking. Then suddenly halfway she said, "Haha, I fooled you. I'm actually your ex's friend, and you are done. You're such disgusting." I'm like, "What the heck?"
Ex. For your friend.
Oh, I'm so glad that it's an ex though, because yeah, it sounds like a manipulative bitch. Eh.
Yes, yeah. Dude, like, that's single, right? You single, right? That time.
Yeah.
It's so scary.
It is, it is. She had like very wow.
It's her, like you're scheming, eh? You're scheming.
Yeah, aku tahu tak.
It's like they had plans.
Yeah. So like I know what they were going through, lah. It's because like I think back then my ex cannot forget about me. So the friends do this, right? So that it
can prove to her.
Yeah, make her angry so that the breakup is easier.
Oh my lord.
Oh.
Yes, yeah, waste times, yeah.
Exactly. I was like, alamak, we break up this, yeah. They have that.
And the thing is, they're proud of these stories, huh? They're proud of these schemes that they did.
I know. And they're older than me, you know. Ugh.
Okay.
But you know that I went through that, lah. Shit. Yeah.
Never avoid people who like, why got time? Where got time to create fake profile just to achieve your goals?
Yeah, these are
prove a point. Yeah. Malas, yeah.
But I understand. Okay, so it's nice that people are sharing all their toxic stories.
Yes,
very
yeah.
Safe.
Oh yeah, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry that I'm calling you a bitch.
Hey, but she like the person is aware.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Why she's sending it.
Self-aware. We love a self-aware queen.
Yeah. We did our toxic stuff too.
But please, guys, come on. You don't like someone, don't need to do all these things. Like, just move on with your life.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just shows that you invested in this.
I guess people just suka,
fill yourself up with hate.
Drama.
I guess you need hate to, you know, move on. Sometimes
hate is love. Hate is love.
It's a correlation.
It's correlation with us.
It comes together.
Yeah.
Same side of the coin. Same coin.
Have you heard the saying? The opposite of love is
hate.
No, indifference.
Huh?
So I don't even feel anything for you.
Oh, okay.
That's why.
But that's not hate, right?
That's not hate. Means hate.
So hate is not love. Love is love and indifference, right?
Huh?
Two sides of the same coin.
I'm confused.
So if it's hate, love is hate.
Hate. Just just different energy.
Oh, gee.
What do you think?
I'm confused.
Okay, like for example, if you
okay.
If you hate your ex,
if I hate my ex, that means I still love her.
Yeah. High five.
Paham tak?
Wait. Okay.
Yeah.
That is a theory. For instance, an ex cheat on you.
Yeah.
And I hate that. I hate the action of her cheating on me.
Yes.
Does that mean I love her?
Yeah, because you feel betrayed by the person you love.
I feel like you gaslighting me right now.
Yes, yeah. I feel like you gaslighting me. Why can't I don't like something someone did? For instance, Hitler.
Now that you put it that way, I guess
I hate that Hitler killed so many people.
Yeah.
I love him then. I must love him, right? No, what? You gaslight me, sis.
That's one of my toxic traits.
I was so close to believing your shit, bro.
Kan, that's why I couldn't get sleep.
It's okay to hate actions. Yeah. But if you keep saying you hate your ex,
yeah,
that means maybe something there.
What
I won't mention Hitler out of nowhere.
What if you hate your dating, right? Then the person keep on talking about how she hate the ex.
Actually, it's very, to me, it's like, that means you have never not moved on like that. Unless we are talking about the topic is how bad were you hurt by your ex. If you out of nowhere suddenly pour out,
yeah,
I think something's wrong in your head. Something you haven't moved on like that. Yeah. If you move on, you won't
bother.
Yeah, bother. Yeah.
Betul. Wow.
Yeah. So do we talk about exes?
I don't want to.
You don't want to?
I don't want to.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It's like, there's no point.
Yeah.
Like, why should my ex be in this conversation?
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Makes sense.
Love is not hate, but we get it, lah. Yeah, there's some correlations.
You care,
lah. Yeah, care.
Both is care for something.
Especially if someone say, yeah, I don't love her anymore. Come on.
Yeah, you care.
Yeah, you care.
You care about what? Yeah.
Okay, come. My turn. No, Shark turn.
Yeah, that was mine, that's all.
Okay, wait, let me check.
10 minutes.
Okay, last round, last round.
Hari ni?
Because got a lot to talk.
Okay, one of this person's punya toxic trait is settling.
What is settling?
Oh. Settling means like, all right.
Oh, that means macam kira macam a lot of red flag actually, but like you know what, he's good for me. Is that settled? Yeah.
No. It? It's more of because he's the easy option.
Oh.
Yeah, like.
Macam he's safe. There's he the macam not green, not a lot of green flags, but just beige.
He's a lot of green flags. Maybe you have had a preference to other people.
Oh.
But if you want to see a future where you want a happy family, he seems to be the okay
option. Yeah.
Option, yeah.
Safe option.
There were Black Mirror recently came out this episode where Joan is bad.
Oh, Joan is awful. Yeah, I just watched that.
So at the start of the episode, Joan is telling her therapist that this husband of hers, his cooking is meh and all.
Boring gila.
Yeah, it's just her because she settled for him.
Yeah. Mm.
Because he's the safest option. Mm. But she still thinks about the guy who is toxic, but the sex was good.
His passion, you know. Passion.
The adventures was great.
Yeah.
So she's suffering from settling. And she is putting a facade for the husband. Who is like has boring.
So what is the solution for that?
The solution for that is never settle.
Like I feel like you need to settle yourself first. You know that kind of thing. Like settle whatever you need first. Then after that, you can move on to someone with a very
good
reflect.
Actually, right, the thing is, right, you can settle if your goal, right, is for instance to have a kid or to have a family. Because honestly, you just need someone to give a kid for you.
Yeah.
And that is all you want in life. And that's okay. You don't have to love passionately. But your goal is to have a kid.
Yeah.
It's selfish, but that's just how it is.
Settling,
How do you guys settle? Do you settle?
No, because my dating phase very long before I get together. To kirakan the test lah kirakan. Yeah. But I don't know. But it feels like kalau if I know my significant other is settling, it makes my ego will be hurt a bit.
No, but they will never tell you what.
Yeah. If I know macam.
I mean you can tell like sometimes I feel if like you know pity love.
Sakit. Can we play that? Sakit. Salah.
Pity love. Pity love.
You only love me because you pity me?
Yeah.
And my dog eyes?
You're dumb. You're dumb. I don't love you.
Because of they scared to hurt you or something.
Oh, lama. Sakit je. Just pull the plug, man. Pull the plug.
Okay lah. Don't settle, guys. Being alone better than being with someone you don't want to be with.
Make sure you want to be.
No, but actually being alone scary. No, loneliness is scary, bro.
It is betul.
Alone with your thoughts.
As much as I'm an introvert, also sometimes I do feel lonely. You know, even introverts feel lonely.
It kind of sucks.
It sucks.
It forces you to step out of the comfort zone and go to places where you socialize. Oh?
Yeah.
Speaking of socializing, you going boxing?
Kita orang itu dah habis tau.
Oh, is it?
Haa. May habis.
Hello.
So, kalau...
Need to pay.
I don't know lah. I haven't talked to...
Shout out to Bless MMA for training.
Oh, so let me just get a free pass out of this.
Okay. So, don't settle, guys. Because even though he or she might feel like the safe option, it will eat you up down the road. Yeah. You will try to make things that you not okay with be okay.
Mine is getting frustrated over my partner's success.
Huh?
Oh, I good, bro.
It's like an infinity complex gitu.
Bro,
macam
I understand.
Macam you cannot see your wife or your partner, right? Like getting successful lah when you are still
can be both, kan?
I remain anonymous.
Oh, okay, nice.
Yeah. Okay. So like for example, like you cannot there's like macam macam apa? Macam mata merah. Like you see like your own partner being successful but you are still unhappy and stuck with your whatever you have.
It's a bit like macam kalau guys kan and we have a wife that or like girlfriend earns more than you.
Something like that. I guess so.
I don't get that at all. My mom earns way more than my dad's.
Your dad is so chill by the way.
No, but he had to swallow a lot of ego, I feel. Especially his generation.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. Yeah.
Filled with guys that? Who like, breadwinners. And then he go pasar, then all the guys, kau dah retire? You know? Confirm he like.
Yeah. I mean also like, sekarang juga lah. Let's see, like, there's still people who be like, wife kau earn more than you.
Toxic masculinity.
Toxic masculinity lah. Okay. But also a bit of inferiority complex here, I feel. Yeah.
No, but yeah. I feel it can be a girl.
It could be a girl also. Yeah. It could be a girl also. Like you basically mata merah, I cannot see that, like, you know.
Okay, a question about talking about this. Do you guys mind to be like the girl is funnier than you?
Yeah. I don't mind.
I don't mind.
I don't mind if it's correct. Okay, I don't mind. Yeah. I don't mind, yeah.
No, but I'll be competitive. Like everyone laugh at your joke. Like, oh, okay.
high on pottiness.
Yeah, you wait for my jokes.
I don't like a lot of girls want to be the pity one. Then a lot of guys want to be the funny one.
Girls cannot be the funny one, man.
Hot thing, let's go.
Can they?
I mean, some.
No, yeah. I'm not saying that girls cannot be funny. They confirm can.
Yeah.
But can they, in a relationship, can they be the funnier one?
Okay, let's think about a couple that is like that.
Actually can. My sister.
Oh.
My sister and the husband. I think my sister funnier than the husband.
Okay.
Because the joke more relatable. Lah.
I don't know. Because she grew up around us, right? Hey, then she more messed up.
But I see a lot of... I see a lot of makcik-makcik funnier than the husband.
Mana ada?
They are the loud one.
No, but they are unintentionally being funny.
Yeah.
It's their character. That's why.
Correct.
Yeah, the fight that they membawang, and then you're like, yeah, like a. But guys, buat lawak. Yeah.
We have to consciously. Yeah.
So, going back to apa? What was that?
Cannot be more successful.
Successful. That's a toxic trait. I mean, go one time you said something like, I don't like to compare. I like to compete.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
You said that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, comparing is bad.
Oh, collab
I forgot. No, but comparing with your friends is bad. But when it comes to competition, you should compete.
Mm.
Yeah, so you shouldn't compare with your partner. You should be happy for them.
Mm. Yeah.
And if you do, I think there's a you issue, man. And you have to solve that.
Because sometimes we might get stuck in a rut personally, like mentally or that one. Then you want the person to be there.
Unless that person is like shitting on you, aha, aku successful.
I'm the better one in relationship.
look who's earning 5 figure.
Crazy Rich Asians.
Mm.
There was this woman that was super wealthy and she loved to shop.
Pierpeng and that one, right?
No, but I forgot. But she loved to buy this freaking expensive
thing. Right. Yeah,
but
yeah,
she
yeah.
hide it. Because she don't want the husband to feel very
macam
inferior.
Yeah, inferior. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that one.
Hey, I know some because some ladies and the couple, the punya husband tak ada duit, but the wife will give the money to the husband so that the mother can look like he's paying.
Hakimi.
Dia kan tak ada duit kan. All the blood to the mom.
I feel that one is an agreement. It's not a inferiority complex. Mm. For instance, my wife and me, I agree to be a house husband because I can take care of the kids.
Yeah.
But I ask my wife, okay, but you must give me allowance so that I can take care of the house.
Mm.
Yeah. That's not PT, right? That's an agreement, right?
Yeah.
You give me money.
Teamwork.
Yeah, teamwork.
Correct.
And I think it's fine. Right? Mm. No meh? Or you will feel inferior.
I don't go inside agama, but okay, like for me I'm okay with that also.
I'm okay with that also.
Yeah. Actually because three of us are subs, right?
No, man.
No, pernah tau jadi man.
Oh, nak jadi perempuan kejap boleh tak?
Alah.
Nak nafkah, please. My turn lah nafkah.
Nak bottom.
Okay, tonight you pack me lah.
Okay, that is all, guys.
Ended up the pack.
Thank you so much for being transparent with us. We will have lighter topics for the next two episodes, but for these two episodes, you guys were very trustworthy. I mean, you all trusted us.
Yeah.
And we appreciate your transparency.
Yeah, thank you so much, guys, for listening through us. This is our first time also, and happy to do it for you guys.
All right. Right? Ciao, guys. See you next episode on Community Center.
Yeah. Cue the outro.
We need an outro, yeah.
We don't have one.